This is Jerry Geerin, one of the Agriculture and Natural Resource Agents from the K-State Research and Extension Wildcat District of Crawford, Labette, and Montgomery Counties with your K-State Research and Extension Minute. Herbicides have been widely used for many years as effective weed reduction tools. Understanding how they work and interact with other environmental factors will aid in more effective weed management decisions. The best source of information for herbicide use is the herbicide label. Always apply herbicides according to label directions. The herbicide label is a legal document, and an applicator is responsible for applying the herbicide according to label directions. Soil pH is one factor that influences the availability and persistence of certain herbicides in the soil. Soil pH can alter the ionic nature of the herbicide molecule, which influences absorption, solubility, and rate of herbicide breakdown. The triazine herbicides, such as atrazine and metribuzin, and some of the sulfonylurea herbicides, Amber Finesse, Peak, Maverick, and Classic, are more active and more persistent in high pH soils than they are in low pH soils. A few herbicides, such as Scepter and Python, may be somewhat more persistent in low than in high pH soils. And once again, always read and follow herbicide labels and directions. From the K-State Research and Extension Wildcat District, this has been Jerry Geerin with your K-State Research and Extension Minute.